Hello, this is Dr. Evgeny Goldsberg, dictating an SP report on patient John Zaluaga, date of birth 4/11/1983, date of procedures July 24, 2024. Physician is Dr. Evgeny Goldsberg, DO, referring physician is Dr. Brian Higuera. Procedure performed is esophagogastroduodenoscopy with cold biopsies and colonoscopy with cold biopsy and cold snare and polypectomy. Indication is ulcerative colitis history and FOBC positive stool. Description of procedure. Informed consent of pain, period, possible complication of procedure, including bleeding, infection, perforation, drug reactions, loss of oxygen, missing a lesion, such as malignancy, oral explained to the patient. Patient is brought to anesthesia suite, placed in left lateral position, sedated for anesthesia service, monitored anesthesia care, the direct of limbs performed a well lubricated lymph sodium colonoscope, was introduced in the rectum, advanced in direct vision to the cecum, which was identified by the presence of the fenestral orifice, ileocecal valve, confluence of folds, period. Careful examination was made of the cecum, ileocecal valve, ascending hepatic flexure, transit colon, splenic flexure, descending colon, segment colon, rectum, retroflex use obtained in the rectum, period. Boston valve prep scores graded as a 7,2-3-2, good prep. The patient side of the procedure well done. Complications. Findings. At upper nostril, the proximal mid esophageal period on remarkable neck line. There was a diminutive esophageal polyp at 30 centimeters from the bite block that was removed with cold biopsy polypectomy. Neck line, there was regular Z line at 41 centimeters from bite block. Neck line, there was evidence of patchy gastric erythema in the anterior body. Common biopsies were obtained for further evaluation. Histology and rule out H. pylori. Neck line. The duodenum appeared unremarkable to the D2 portion. Common biopsies were obtained for further evaluation for celiac disease. The ambula appeared normal. Next line. At colonoscopy, next line, terminal ileum appeared unremarkable last 5 centimeters. Next line. Random colon biopsies were obtained on the right, transverse, descending, sigmoid colon, and rectum for further evaluation given ulcerative colitis history. There was no lesions noted in these areas. Next line, there was an approximately 6 millimeter rectal irregularly shaped polyp that appeared inflammatory, removed with cold snare polypectomy. Next line, there was evidence of grade 1 internal hemorrhoids noted in a retroflexion. There were small and non-bleeding. Next line, plan follow biopsy pathology. Next line, recommend please go back to findings and also add Mayo 0 at the last line of the colonoscopy portion. All right, plan follow-up biopsy pathology. Next line, follow-up pathology from the rectal polyp. Next line, recommend repeat colonoscopy in 2 to 3 years for reevaluation of the ulcerative colitis. Next line, continue mesalamine at present. Next line, follow-up in office previously scheduled. Next line, if iron deficiency anemia is present, can consider PillCam for further evaluation. Thank you.